Now, my theory of Bargaro is this, that he has a kind of disease in his ideals, some interruption of nutrition that has left them small and emasculate. He aims, it appears, at a state called really nice, or the true gentleman. The outward and visible signs of which are a conspicuous quietness of costume, gloves in all weathers, and a tightly rolled umbrella. But coupled in some way with this is a queer smack of the propagandist, a kind of dwarfed prophetic passion. That is the particular oddness of him. He displays a timid yet persistent desire to foist this true gentleman of his upon an unwilling world, to make you really nice after his own pattern. I always suspect him of trying to convert me by stealth when I am not looking. So far as I can see, Bargaro's conception of this true gentleman of his is at best a compromise, mainly holiness, but a tinted kind of holiness, goodness in clean cuffs and with something neat in ties. He renounces the flesh and the devil willing.